Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, want to talk to you today about something that's really important, and it happened just the other day when we were out street preaching. Title of my teaching for today is Politics or the Power of God. Politics or the Power of God. We were at a religious event, street preaching, for many hours the other day. And while I was there, this man in a suit came up. And he said to me, as I was telling them to repent, to leave the world's ways, come out of corrupt politics, seek after the kingdom of God, repent, be born again by the Spirit of God. He said to me, we need our First Amendment rights so we can serve God and then the church will grow. We have to have politics and our First Amendment rights. And I looked at him and I said, sir, it's a fact. The first century body of Christ thrived under the cruel, wicked persecution of Rome, and they went on to change the entire world. They didn't need politics. He just looked at me with a dumb look on his face. That shut him up. He turned around and he walked away. I told him to get a Bible, to start study. That's the hope that he needs. See, here's the fact here in America, and I think it's pretty much like this in the world. The culture is relying on laws, freedom, man-made government, not God's truth and spirit. Here in America, this culture is dead spiritually as it craves idolatrous freedoms and pleasure and security more than truth and righteousness of God. So God's judgment, God's wrath is going to come for that reason alone. That's sinful and idolatry right there. The first century body, those people suffered brutally, were martyred, and they were faithful to God unto death with no government, not any laws supporting them. Actually, the laws going totally against them. There's emperors in Rome that used to dip Christians in tar and use them as streetlights. They'd light them on fire. Yeah, that's how they used to treat Christians. So don't tell me we need First Amendment rights for the body of Christ to grow. We need the Spirit of God and the truth of God. So the fact is, what I preach when I go out, judgment of the world because of the sin and tribulation is coming. Believers must be ready to suffer for the cause of Christ and not look to politics, laws, to get out of this great suffering. There was no politicians fighting for those early saints. What did they have? They had the power of God behind them, the Spirit of God. In Matthew 10:22, Jesus said this, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Again, think about that. The people of old in the first century, the early saints, they were brutally tortured, butchered, fed to animals, persecuted, killed, imprisoned. Why do men today, Christians, I'm talking to Christians here, why do they think they're going to be spared from great trials, persecution, and even death? Why is that? That's just selfishness. That's fear. That's ignorance of what God's word really says. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we know if we live for Christ, we're going to suffer persecution. If you're not being persecuted, even in America, I can promise you, you're not living for Christ biblically. You're not living holy. You're not living set apart. You're not preaching the gospel. You're not coming out of all the false ways. You're not being persecuted today here in America. You're not living for Christ. Saints of God, we must be like the early saints. They're our example. Paul told us that in 1 Corinthians. We must be ready to endure in all of the hard things and not look to politics and politicians to save us, to save our skins, to make our life easy. None of our early brothers and sisters had their life easy. Did Jesus have his life easy? Oh, no. Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Yeah, that's what's coming, folks. We got to be ready. We can obey the government as long as it's not breaking God's law. But there's going to come a day, and it's coming soon, whether it's vaccines, the mark of the beast, whether it's telling us we can't preach anymore, silencing the word of God. We're going to have to disobey man to obey God. And that's going to mean prison, suffering, maybe death for many of us. These are the trials that we must go through. And you know what happens in trials? If you're really born of God, trials and seeing other believers go through trials, you know what it does? It raises you up. Ready? Paul said this, Philippians 1, verse 14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, Paul was in prison, he was in chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. By Paul's obedience and him being locked up and imprisoned, the other brothers were picking up the slack and beginning to preach the gospel. If you're really born of God, that's what's going to happen. And if you study the scriptures, and this is just a physical fact, you'll see that it teaches that gold and silver are refined by what? Good times, easiness? No, by fire. Burns off all of the dross, then you come out with a raw, pure product. We can be made perfect in our suffering and our trials. We don't need to rely on laws and First Amendment, more freedom, comfort. I always say, we don't need our kids to have a bigger widescreen TV in the culture. Everybody wants their children to have it better than them. Why? Is that really going to improve their eternity and their faith in God? I don't think so. No, what we need to be doing is walking in the Spirit of God, and to be doing what he commanded we do. Live holy, keep his word, preach the gospel, make disciples unto death. Romans 5, 2 through 5. By whom ye also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in his tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in all our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. See, here's the whole point of this teaching. We need to be relying on God's word, God's truth, and the Holy Spirit, not our flesh, not laws, not the government, not peace and safety and security and comfort. We need to be looking to the Spirit of God. And if we're doing that, we can do anything, all right? That's what I'm talking about. The early saints had no escape from pain and misery. America and the world needs to wake up. Judgment and tribulation is coming. There is no pre-trib rapture. This is another lie that people, Christians, want to have comfort. Oh, God's going to come and take me out. No, no. He didn't save the early saints from suffering. He's not going to save us from our suffering. I have articles on pre-trib rapture. That is a lie. Christ is coming at the end of the tribulation. True saints must be readying themselves today for Satan's wrath that's coming on this earth via the Antichrist. And we must be ready to endure it. We must be ready to lay down our lives and die for the cause of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:4-7. So that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also ye suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Isn't that beautiful? You know, what are we focused on, folks? Focused on the temporal, elections, politics, like I said, freedom, safety, more food in your belly, more money in your bank account? Or are you focused on eternity? The spirit man focuses on the eternity. Amen? Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I like that. Compare it. You're going to suffer for a season here to have eternity with the Father if you endure in faith to the end. No comparison, folks. Use wisdom. We need Christ, not more laws, not different politicians. We need the Spirit of God. We need the truth of God. Jesus told us this in John 15:5. We can do this, folks. Talking to believers here. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's what I see in America. I preach at that political rally. Everybody's a Christian in name only, but they're doing everything without Jesus. They're not doing it by his Spirit. They're not doing it by his truth. They're not obeying his word. They're not lifting up preaching him Christ crucified. They slap Jesus on their bumper sticker, but then they act and work in the flesh for politics and their hope of man. And it's all gonna come crumbling down on them. It'll crumble fast. I really tire seeing claimed believers waste so much time on politics, local events, trying to change the world. But how does the word say that we're gonna overcome in the end? What does the word say? Well, John 16:33, one of my favorite verses. These things I've spoken unto you, Jesus said, that in me ye might have peace. So we can have peace through all this, folks. What are we focused on? Not politics, not the economy. We're focused on Christ. We can have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What a glorious verse. Christ has already overcome for us. What are we focusing on? Don't focus on politics and more laws and more rights. Those are fading and they don't last. 1 John 2:14, I've written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. There you go. You got to be strong. You got to have the word of God abiding in you. Obviously, you need the Spirit abiding you, and then you overcome the wicked one. This is the recipe for pleasing God, serving God, enduring in God, gaining eternal life in the end. Satan is going to rise in this world with Antichrist power, and he's coming to rule and kill many saints. This is a fact, folks. Read Revelation 13:7. It's talking about the Antichrist. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. He's going to have power, folks. He's going to have the political power on his side. It's coming. The laws, freedom, none of this is going to save you. No. You need to be focused. Now, how do we get this focus? What are you fearful of? You fearful of your political party not getting in office? Or you fearing what you should be fearing? Who you should be fearing? Yeah, Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and sea and the fountains of the waters. Yeah, you know what I always say when I'm out street preaching? Where is the fear of God today? Literally thousands of people walk before us as I preach, and we find a few, one or two, that say that they even fear God. They fear the government, they fear the economy, they fear corona, they fear criminals, they fear everything else besides God. I fear that the Lord has handed so many of these people over and so many of these countries over already. No, in the end, we don't need better politics. We don't need more laws, more better leaders, Christian leaders. No, we need to repent. We need to humble ourselves and seek and serve God via his holy word and be ready to face tribulation, to suffer, to endure, maybe unto death, and to overcome in Christ's name focused on eternity. Let me leave you with one last verse. Beautiful. Revelation 21:7. He that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, I love that verse. Isn't that glorious? So, folks, the moral of this teaching is, get your eyes off politics, get your eyes off the hope and laws, get your eyes off the economy. All of this is temporal, fading, fleeting, gonna be washed away. Your focus should be, if you claim to be a believer, on Christ crucified, eternity, his word, living it, obeying it, following it, teaching it, preaching it, however God's called you to do it. I'm not saying you don't use common sense. I'm not saying that you can't do things here and there, okay, that would make your situation or other people's a better situation. If you can vote and say no to abortion, I'm not against that. Here's the problem. What's your focus? What are you spending all your time on? Okay, where's your hope? All right, what are you pouring yourself into? Jesus says wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. People have treasured up their time in politics and freedoms in America and many of the free nations in the world. This is sinful and a stench before holy God. He's calling us to put our trust and faith in him. Turn from your sinful ways today. Lose your hope of man and politics and laws. Make Christ your hope. He's worthy to be praised. He's coming in great glory. How will he find you? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Getting ready to go out and preach at a big event tomorrow. Go to the Spirit and Truth blog at don'tperish.com, the teaching blog, pouring out for you to edify the saints, get you ready for the tribulation that's coming, get your life in order so you can glorify God. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. I got time to help you because we love you all. Hey, till next time, go out there and seek the kingdom of God. Till next time, may God be praised.